What a great story.
And it's a true story. And it's reflective of having a mind that isn't closed. And that's really what this first principle is about, is opening up a closed mind. A closed mind to the potential of what is possible for you. One of the things, I read a book a few years ago by a woman named Tasha Abelard, and it was called The Sorcerer's Crossing. And it was a book written by a woman for women about learning to become sorcerers, but not sorcerers in the sense of witches, but in the true sense of the word sorcerer, which means of the source. Moving into that level that Carlos Castaneda called impeccability. And I was having a conversation with a dear close friend of mine who's here in the audience named Sally. And she was telling me in this conversation about being a young girl and being able to move into the future, or see the future, isn't that how you put it, to see the future? And how she would... And she got real excited about saying that she could make a leap from being a child into adulthood. And in that moment of leap, she could actually see the future. We went to the bookstore right from there, and we were talking about it at dinner. And after dinner, I started to tell her about this, and I went and tried to find the book, and the bookstore didn't have a copy, but I've ordered it so that she would get it. I haven't read it in quite a few years. But one of the things that Tasha Abelard spoke about was this this thing called recapitulation. And it's a weird idea, but you almost have to be able to accept weird ideas if you want to have a mind that's open to everything. You have to accept that there's an awful lot of people who instantly shut out any concept that is foreign to what it is that they have been conditioned to believe in. And that's really what I'm attempting to have you look at here, is to just wipe it all out. Just clean your slate, if you will, from all of the things that you've been conditioned to believe that you can't, that are impossible. And as I was reading about this concept of recapitulation, I immediately got excited about trying it. Now, with recapitulation, what you do is you move your head. I'm not going to go through all the details of it, but I practiced it for several months. And it's a way of sort of clearing out all of the trash that's in there and opening yourself up to higher levels of impeccability, so that higher frequencies and faster frequencies can begin to show up, and you can begin to do some of the things that we think of as only available for masters or divine spirits or spiritually ascended avatars, and not us. Even though it clearly says in the scriptures, Jesus certainly said that even the least among you can do all that I have done and even greater things. And I've heard some of the great masters in India reflect that the only reason I can do the things I do and you can't do the things that you can't do is because I know that I can. And you know that you can't. And you're convinced that you can't, and therefore you act upon what you're convinced of, rather than acting upon that which you're not convinced of. And the interesting thing about this is that every one of you listening here had a period of time in your life in which you believed you could do anything. You showed up with this incredible, optimistic, almost absurd belief that you could do anything. Just happened to see on the TV screen the other day a movie called Radio Flyer. It was about some little boys, and the Radio Flyer was the name that was on the red wagon, remember? And these two little kids were just convinced that they were going to fly and build an airplane, and they were going to do it, and their parents, of course, went crazy and so on. But while I was watching that, I thought I could remember myself back in Mount Clemens, Michigan, sitting there in my little wagon, which was the only toy that I had back there. And I had a red wagon, and my brother Dave had a red scooter. And he would go around on his scooter pretending that he could fly. And my radio flyer wagon was going to be the thing that we were going to sit in. And we used to talk like that and have these visions of being able to do that. And then slowly but gradually we grow up and we begin to realize that all of these things are impossible. And we really can't build machines that can fly, and we can't create for ourselves the kind of life that we would like to have.